Former Enron Chairman Kenneth Lay will not make a second appearance on Capitol Hill today. A House committee that subpoenaed him to testify canceled that hearing after Lay refused to answer questions from a Senate panel earlier this week. But Congress continues to investigate Enron's collapse. Today, an Enron vice president who warned Lay of trouble last August will tell her story publicly for the first time. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Sharon Watkins has not yet appeared on Capitol Hill in person, but she and her famous August memo, in which she told Ken Lay the company could implode in a wave of accounting scandals, have been mentioned dozens of times. Last week, Congressman Edward Markey used it to berate former CEO Jeff Skilling, who resigned the day before Watkins sent her anonymous letter to Lay.
This woman, down deep in the company, knows about all these problems. Everything that's going on. And you're sitting here as the CEO saying you just decided on the same day you're walking away and you really don't know much about any of the things that any of the members here are asking about here.
Skilling said he thought Enron was in good shape when he left. Watkins is a key witness because her memo contradicts Skilling's story. In the memo, Watkins named two executives she said complained mightily to Skilling about inappropriate transactions. One, Jeff McMahon, confirmed that to Congress. The other, Cliff Baxter, committed suicide last month. Since the memo was made public, Watkins has been hailed for taking a risky stand, but her attorney, Philip Hilder, says Watkins doesn't like being called a whistleblower.
She was just doing what she thought was right and articulated it to somebody who she thought could correct the situation. She definitely does not think of herself as a whistleblower now.
A newly released memo shows Watkins went back to Lay in October, urging him to disclose the company's huge losses. She says he promised to fire auditor Arthur Anderson then, but changed his mind the next day. Watkins first saw details of off-the-books partnerships after a company reorganization last summer. Friend and co-worker Jessica Ewell says Watkins' particular skills allowed her to understand the complicated transactions.
Sharon was a CPA. She'd worked for Arthur Anderson. She had kind of a unique combination of skills that I think allowed her to do what she did. She understood the underlying transaction. She was able to piece it together and have an opinion as to whether it was right or wrong.
Watkins sold Enron stock at least once to buy her house. Her attorney won't say if she sold more after discovering the company's problems. Watkins began looking for a new job after she concluded Lay wasn't responding to her concerns. She worried an Enron collapse could taint her resume. Her sister, Julie Reagan, says that worry proved true.
She was talking with Reliant, which is another company, I think based in Houston, and had gone pretty far in the interviewing process. And then when the scandal with Enron started to come out, they said, oh, you know, let's kind of put this on hold. Let's see what happens with Enron, see if you have a part in this.
Watkins refused to talk to board members who did an internal Enron probe, but congressional committees, federal prosecutors, and plaintiffs' lawyers are all interested in her story. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.